With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I have the great pleasure of being joined by G. Scott Sr., the Buckeye Preacher. Mr. Scott, thank you for joining me. Great to have you back on the show, my friend.
Good morning, DB. Good morning to all the Bucknutters out there and Buckeye fans all over the world. I wonder if people just thought that because there's a little bit of turbulence, there's a little bit of adversity, if they thought that the Buckeye Preacher would come on. As a matter of fact, for sure. If anything, we really need to talk. So gather around, boys and girls, and like my mama used to say back in the day, we need to talk. And let's be real. Nobody wants to hear we need to talk. That is the worst. But you know what? We do need to talk. And let's have some discussions between you and I. Before you ask me the first question, I just want to say, and I have no idea what you're going to ask, but write this one down. On the other side of struggle, there's greatness. And the truth never expires. And what's to be is going to be. And no matter what is going on right now, the sun will rise tomorrow. So what do you got for us, Brother Dave?
First of all, I love you. That's the first thing I got for you. Second thing I got for you is reading between the lines. You don't really have to read between the lines too hard. It sounds to me like Ryan Day is going to make some serious changes on this defense, both coaching-wise and personnel-wise, as much as you can midstream. You can't make wholesale changes like you would in the offseason. Sounds to me from his press conference yesterday, G, I know you heard it as well. I've covered a lot of press conferences over the years. Ryan Day is making major, major changes on the defense, it sounds like.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe, as well as everybody else, I'm sure you believe, that Ryan Day and this Buckeye program is going to turn things around. Here's the good and bad news. And one of the reasons why I wanted G. Scott Jr. to be a part of this Buckeye program. There is a, and you know better than I do, and you listening know better than I do, there is a standard here. There is an expectation here. No, there is no expectation of losing. You're not supposed to lose to Oregon. I don't care what ranking team they are. There is a winning culture and an expectation, and if you lose, it feels like the world is over, and that can be a beautiful thing. So as far as what Ryan Day and what needs to happen, and you know, I know that everybody is blaming the defense. Like that's the elephant in the room. Everybody's talking about the defense. But I'm going to challenge everyone that wants to blame the defense, because in life, everybody always wants to blame somebody, right? You got to blame somebody. Hey, Charlie, how come your room's not clean? Well, Lois stole my homework. And I was about to, we always want to blame somebody. So this time, let's look at it different. How about we blame the loss on the Buckeyes? Just the Buckeyes, not necessarily a defense, not an individual coach, not an individual player, the Buckeyes. Because let me say this one thing, Brother DB. You were at the game at the Shoe. Am I right? Now, here's something that I have not seen on social media yet. Why wasn't the Shoe awake? Why wasn't the crowd awake until the 7 minutes left in the go in the game. Now, I'm not blaming the crowd for losing. That's not what I'm doing. But what I am saying is everybody, you, me, the Buckeye program, the fans, everybody has their hand a little bit in that L that got taken on Saturday. I promise you, there was more golf claps in the first half than I've heard at maybe at your daughter's tennis match. You see what I'm saying? Like, the fact that there was, the crowd did not go nuts until 7 minutes left to go. So that means that, if you will, everybody needs to wake up. Not just the defense, not just offense. Buckeye Nation needs to wake up. And you know what? We're awake now. Everybody's awake now. Everybody's on their game now, right? I guarantee you, I don't care if it's Tulsa coming to town. I don't care if it's Akron coming to town. When you come in that shoe, you better be ready to go crazy, lose your mind. Because, man, that feeling does not feel good. That loss did not feel good. So, Brother DB, we all got to be on our game. So, as I digress, I'm sure Ryan Day is going to do what they have to do. I have trust in that. Now, I do understand the expectation, but we got to slow down a little bit on the blame game, because at the end of the day, we all a family, right? Everything is connected. The defense is the defense. Well, the offense in practice has got to challenge that defense, right? Like, everything connects, right? If this ain't right, this another thing ain't right. So you know what? Everything needs to be firing on all cylinders in order for this Buckeye team to be at the level of the expectations that everyone has.
You're on point as usual. I'm driving in. This is no joke. I'm driving into the game. You usually can just feel it. I don't care if it's at 9 a.m., which it was when I'm driving into the Horseshoe on Saturday. The energy was just didn't feel right. Game started, low energy. Fans and the team. I just never felt like the Buckeyes had the energy, you know, and as you said, till very late, everybody started to bring it. But it's like, man, yeah, the definition of too little, too late. Let me ask you this. I know we're spitballing here. We know Paul Rhodes is on this staff. He's not a full-time coach. He is an analyst, but I've been hearing that he might have a bigger role. And like the things that Ryan Day was talking about yesterday, you heard the press conference. And if you, Bucknutters, if you haven't listened to this press conference, get on Bucknuts. It's free. We have it on Twitter. We have it on our site. It's very, very intriguing. I mean, he was asked point blank at one point, gee, is Kerry going to call the defense this Saturday? He says, I'm not getting into specifics. It would have been really easy to say, yes. He didn't do that. That tells me, no, he's not going to be. Paul Rhodes is on the staff. Do you think this means Paul Rhodes is going to be kind of taking over as defensive coordinator here?
No, I don't think that's necessarily what it means. I think that right now people want an answer. People want that stake, right? And so that stake is, hey, Ryan Day, tell us something we need to hear. And Ryan Day is saying, there is nothing I can say to you that will fix what needs to be fixed. Let me say that again. There's nothing that Ryan Day can say to any of us that can fix what needs to be fixed, because ain't no time for talking. Ain't no time for talking. So as far as Kerry Combs is the defensive coordinator, we can go with all different types of organizations. This person's a coordinator. This person is the offensive coordinator. This person is. That doesn't, you never know who does what in these positions. Kerry Combs is the defensive coordinator, and we think, we assume that Kerry Combs is in charge of the DBs, but we don't know that. We don't know who makes the calls. We don't know who makes the adjustments. So what we want and what we want to hear, it don't matter. The only thing that is going to change our perspective and get that nasty taste out of our mouth is going to be by what we see, not by what Ryan Day says. We want to see it. Here's what we've seen. We've seen the defense, right? We've seen the Buckeyes lose on Saturday. That's a nasty taste. Mm-hmm. But now here's the key there. as you being somebody, you say you've been following the Buckeyes forever, your whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's a high expectation, you know the game. You got to roll with the Buckeyes still. Win, lose, a draw. You know what I mean? And one of the things that I've learned in life is when times get hard, when time gets hard, that's when you find out, like, man, what's happening. And if anything, those Buckeye players, y'all, don't get me wrong. I did not say I don't want the expectation to change. That is what I believe. The Buckeyes are good because of the expectation. There is no room for loss. That's how the Buckeyes are. But at the same time, let's turn that taste into support now. Like, now they kind of need you on their side. You know, for everybody that's listening right now, those Buckeyes need you a little bit. Okay, they got the whipping. They got to hear, you know, they messed up. All right, let's turn that around and let's go on a run. Why can't the Buckeyes not lose another game for 3 to 5 years? Why can't we start right now?
That sounds even better than what I was just about to say. I was like thinking I was going to be optimistic. I was going to throw this at you. Listen, and I know I've said, listen, I don't necessarily see the parallels with 2014. That 2014 defense was loaded with future NFL players, and not just NFL players, but NFL studs and first-round picks. But the more I thought about it, I'm thinking that 2014 offense wasn't as elite as this offense, and this offense will get better. There are more parallels than I thought to that 2014 season. The Buckeyes open on the road with kind of a shaky game against Navy in Baltimore, neutral site. It was really a Navy home game, but they play at the Ravens Stadium. Buckeyes survived. They were losing at halftime. Sound familiar? And then they get beat by Virginia Tech at home, second week of the season. And let me tell you this, Virginia Tech in 2014, not as good as Oregon in 2021. The more I think about it, G, listen, they're going to be like favored, I think, in every game the rest of the season. I'm talking about the rest of the regular season, and if they make the Big Ten championship game, they'll be favored in that too. Although Iowa looks really good if they play Iowa or Wisconsin. I bet you anything the Buckeyes will be favored. I think they can run the table here. They've got to get some stuff figured out on defense. The offense isn't perfect either. I think they can run the table here, sir.
Yeah. And again, everything is connected. Let's go back. I know we don't want to rehash it, but I want to go back to the Oregon game. And I want to show and give an example how things are connected. Now, I don't have the drives sheet in front of me, right? But correct me if I'm wrong. We start the game. You and I both admit. We say, man, the crowd really didn't seem like the energy was there, right? So we start. That's how we started the game. The game gets started. The Buckeyes receive, right? We go on offense first. We drive down the field. Turnover on downs, right? Okay, we end up turnover on downs. Then they get it. Now, did they score right away or no? I can't remember that, but I think the first 3 to 4 possessions that the Buckeyes had it, they did not score. So what ends up happening in that situation? You got this Oregon team who I believe when they traveled across country, they thought, oh my gosh, we are going to the shoe. We are in trouble. But then it felt almost like Ohio Buster Douglas, right? Like Buster Douglas is like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm still in this fight with the champ. You gonna let me hang around? Oh, let me get some confidence. And they got that confidence and they got rolling and they actually had want to, right? So imagine DB, me and you 2-on-2 against LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Now, don't get me wrong, we some old men. But if the score is not 100-0 in the first 5 minutes, me and you think we got a chance. And so
if they spot us enough points, if they spot us 98 points.
Right? And so I hope what I'm saying that Bucknutters really are grasping this. Like, we got to play and be champions at all time. And that includes the support of Buckeye Nation, right? It's everything is connected. Recruiting, playing, coordinators, head coach, fans, people that cover the game, parents, everything is connected. And one beautiful thing going forward. That was rock bottom on Saturday, baby. Ain't nowhere but up right now. And at Tulsa, we ain't talking about no other game. No other game. Tulsa. Tulsa, you about to have to get it. Hey, this ain't personal. You got to get it, Tulsa.
This is not the time you want to be playing the Buckeyes. That's exactly right, Buckeye Preacher. Last thing, my guy Patrick Murphy, I thought had a great question to Coach Day today. He said, yesterday, he said, the last time, only two times you've lost, it was the last game of the season. Your first year against Clemson. By the way, the Buckeyes were the better team in that game. They should have won. Not that I'm still bitter about it. And then last year against Alabama, the national championship game. And you have to just sit on that for months and months and sulk. And it sucks they lost to Oregon. But now they get to get right back out there. They don't have to sit on that for 4, 5, 6 months and think about it. They get to get right back out there. Again, if they run the table, G, I am convinced 12-1 Ohio State, who would be Big Ten champs, their one loss would be by 7 points to Oregon in week two. 12-1 Ohio State's getting in. I mean, I really feel like, you never want to lose a game, but if you're going to lose a game, that was probably the time to do it.
I mean, could you – I got one for you, Buckeyes. Could you imagine if that last game past Saturday was that Saturday after Thanksgiving somewhere else? Could you imagine the taste right now? Oh, so yes, baby. I'm glad that it happened. I'm not glad that we lost, but if we're going to take an L, let it happen then. Not the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Oh, no. Oh, no. Man, you want to talk about turkey sandwiches tasting bad. Oh, my goodness. You can't have that. But again, hey, I'm not making excuses. I am not making excuses. And I believe that the expectations is that way. I'll just tell his last story. I tell his last story, man. We're getting ready to leave the stadium. And we're going down to, family going down to see the boys and everything. And so there was kind of a line getting through. And there was this older couple. And they was still sitting there, boy. And so I was overhearing them. And they and the older lady was telling the older man, she was like, "I can't believe what I just saw. Wow. Wow. Yeah, let's just sit here." They took the loss so hard that they just was sitting there. The stadium was emptying. They were sitting there. So here's what I'm saying by that. That means that this older couple, they've been rocking with the Buckeyes so long. They didn't probably seen ups. They didn't seen downs. They didn't seen all around. But that loss hurt them so bad, they said, "Let us just sit here." So that's what we can't do going forward. Buckeye Nation, we got to get up. We got to get up. We got to stand up. And we got to continue forward. And the goal, baby, is to not lose again for some years. That's the goal right there.
I love it. I'm talking this year. He's talking years, plural. He's the Buckeye Preacher. He is the man. He is G. Scott Sr. Mr. Scott, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Bucknutters, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's show the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.